Okay, Mr. Moore, you there?
I'm not here, Kyle.
Okay. All right. Well, welcome to the Moore Success Team conference call. This is Kyle Kimbrell in Albuquerque, New Mexico, Platinum Executive Director and Vice President of Group Marketing. And we just want to welcome everyone to the team. A lot of exciting announcements and a special guest speaker tonight. But just so you know, the Moore Success Team had a 360% increase in production, in recruiting over last year, February this time, and 32% increase in production. So we're just, as a team, we're exploding. We're ahead of actually what Prepaid Legal Corporate. And to start off our call is the pioneer and founder of the Moore Success Team, the Executive Vice President, Mr. Ken Moore.
Thank you, Kyle. I just want to say, first of all, to the team, thank you, and thank you all over again. Because as a team and as the team effort we're putting out, it's really beginning to pay off for everyone. And I think it is just a start, Kyle. I've been doing this over two decades, and I have never seen things more exciting in Prepaid Legal. We had our Prepaid Legal Services board meeting this morning. I sat on the Casley board. We had it this afternoon, transferred several $1 million from Casley to Prepaid Legal Services, so we buy more of our stock. So I tell you, this thing is really, we're working on some brand new things already for when the international convention comes, and I think everyone's just going to be happier than they've ever been before in their life. So you know how much Stone Cipher is. The more Prepaid makes, the more he puts back into the marketing. And Kyle, you found that in your 11 years with Prepaid, that's been true. And it's just a pattern that he does, and that's a pattern that's going to keep on in the future. But most people might not know, but Charlene and I was the third people to ever make platinum, Kyle. We've kept that level or higher ever since in the history of the company, so we're very proud of that. But right now, I want to know if Mr. Chris Hughes is on the call. Mr. Chris Hughes. I'm sure he will be very shortly because I did speak to him this afternoon. So, Kyle, what I would like to do, I'd like to reintroduce you because Kyle is a platinum, going to receive his platinum jacket if the international convention does a tremendous job for us. Been on the Moore Success Team for 11 years now. Didn't always make the money, most of us, that he makes now, but he's making a tremendous amount of money. I'm looking for a year from now to Kyle get his $500,000 ring. I see no reason with the trend that he said that he cannot do that. So I'd like to get some words of wisdom from Mr. Kyle Kimbrell right now.
Well, first of all, Ken, thank you. It's to be honored to be on the call as always, but just be part of the Moore Success Team. As I spoke to you earlier today, I have been in the company 11 years, but it is, I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't really your support directly. When I used to live in Ada, there's some very difficult times. And to me, that's what about being part of a team is. It's not just about the professional help, but at times in this business, you need some personal help, and you need a friend. And I just appreciate you standing by me through some tough times in my life. But one of the things that I wanted to I teach a training every Wednesday night, and I wanted to share with the team, and like I shared last Wednesday, is that a lot of people know that I had some rather quick success as far as production, reaching the top position in Prepaid Legal, or at least for as executive director status, my first month full-time and with group sales, and still continue to do group sales. But it was, it wasn't until the fourth year in Prepaid Legal that I actually reached the executive director position on my team. It was the fifth year that I reached it on bronze. Wasn't until the sixth year I reached silver. The seventh year I reached gold. Wasn't until my 10th year that I hit the platinum position, and it was my 11th year that I earned the platinum jacket. And the reason I share that is that there are some people that have some incredible success and do that rather rapidly, and more power to them. But I know for the masses out there, most people don't reach top positions or executive director level positions real quickly. And so I just want to share this because this jacket that Lisa and I will be receiving in Oklahoma City, something we're very proud of. One, because it's a jacket you can't use, you can't earn it individually. It's definitely a team effort. And then secondly, it represents longevity. And that's something that I'm personally very proud of. One of the things I did want to mention, though, that I've been teaching some trainings lately, and if you're on this call, I encourage you to get your pen ready. As anyone that knows it here in New Mexico, they always hear me say, never trust your mind, we could trust your pencil. And there are five fundamentals that I want to just make sure everyone on the Moore Success Team has, and this is what we do, how we build the business. And it's funny because as I'm simplifying my business, the team is growing faster and faster and faster. But here are the five fundamentals, and that is number one. This is what we do, and that is we market memberships. That's number one, and that's obviously how we make money. Number two is we recruit. We recruit associates, obviously, and that's how we duplicate. Number three is we build for events. Just like right now, this conference call is an event. I was calling some of my leaders tonight, and one of my goals, I always say, hey, everyone on my team, call five people before the More Success Team conference call, an hour and a half before. That is an event. Get your people on your team to call five people and promote the event. Four is it's personal development. And five is we teach others to do one, two, three, and four. We market memberships. And as far as, and I'm not talking about group sales right now, it's a specialized training, and we have some fabulous group trainers on the More Success Team. But from a duplication standpoint, and then, you know, Jeff Olson was on the call 2 or 3 weeks ago, and he said, master the mundane. And one of the things that we need to master, in fact, Brian Carruthers was here in Albuquerque this last weekend, he said the same thing, mastering the if you're my attorney story. That's the mundane. I was taught that in the beginning. It worked real well. In fact, I stopped using it for a few years. Seriously.
I'm satisfied with your message, press one.
But when I got serious about going and doing, building a large organization, I would just start drilling the if you and my attorney story. That is, it's duplicatable. It is fun. It is interactive, and it causes a person to tell you the cost before you tell them, to tell you the value before you tell them the cost. And I really believe that that's something that we really need to drill with new associates, if you're my attorney story. And then as far as the recruiting, using the PPL baseball system, where you can find more information at pplbaseball.com. But that's just simply asking a question like, are you open to an additional income stream? And then taking someone to first base, which is a sizzle call, second base, a tool, third base, a three-way call, and then home plate, which is the event or business opportunity meeting. And just incorporating, I think, if you're my attorney story, as the fundamental one, marketing memberships. Number two, the PPL baseball system is recruiting, and then becoming a master building of events. And in my opinion, number three is probably the most important for a new person, because if they become a master building events, like that weekly meeting, the PBR, the conference calls, they're going to allow the experts, the more experienced and seasoned executive directors and directors out in the field, to do number one and two for them. And then as they get more confident, more skilled, and they're going to be able to do that just fine. But that's an easy way to duplicate building for the events for new people. And, of course, personal development, because that mindset causes them to continue to do one, two, and three. Without the proper personal development and growth, a lot of people, unfortunately, don't stay in the game. And it's the ones that stay in the game that are going to win. And so, again, just five fundamentals. One, we market memberships. We do that through the If You're My Attorney story. Two, we recruit associates. We do that through the PPL baseball system. Three, we become a master at building events. And there are two events that everyone should do weekly in promoting, and that is the weekly conference call and the weekly meeting, or PBR. If you're in a small market, there's no excuse you can't have a little PBR at a coffee shop or in someone's home. And then fourth, that is the personal development. And then five, teach others to do one, two, three, and four. And those are the fundamentals. And just like Michael Jordan, or, you know, still practice or used to practice free throws, or Shaquille O'Neal, whoever's playing right now, they, you know, they never stop doing the fundamentals. And that's what we need to do in prepaid legal, or as Mr. Carruthers talked about this week in Albuquerque, always stay in phase one. So, Mr. Moore, I guess we need to find, is Mr. Hughes back on the call yet?
Yes, sir. I had the wrong PIN number, but I found it, and I'm on the line.
You were lost, but now you're found.
I was going to let him, while he's doing that, if he don't give the figures they give him a call today, get ready to get those, would you? Well, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, this is an exciting call tonight. We have, this gentleman is just outstanding. He's going to tell you a little bit about his life and his history, but where he come from, what he was doing, and what he's doing now. Has a lovely family, lovely wife. He's platinum executive director, $100,000 ring RVP in the state of California, Mr. Chris Hughes.
Hey, thank you so much, Mr. Moore. I was just frantic trying to get on this call and making calls and trying to get the right PIN number, and I really appreciate that, and being able to be introduced by you is
it's an honor to have you on tonight, Chris.
Well, it is thank you for saying that, and I must say that it is an absolute honor to be here on the call with yourself, Mr. Moore, and so many other legends, Mr. Kimbrough, we just heard from, and in this company, and you've been here for 21, 22 years. I feel like just a baby. I've been here 5.5 years, and really every morning I wake up and I think I think I know how to do the business now, you know, and then the next morning, okay, I think I know how to do the business now. And, you know, I want to start tonight and first of all, just say hello to the entire More Success team. And I'm here in Southern California on my in-laws ranch, and we just had dinner and having a great family night, and just super happy to share my story with everybody. But I like to do that first. Mr. Moore, if you want to guide me, feel free to do that. But I got started 5.5 years ago. And at that time in my life, I was 27 years old. I was dead broke. We all make that comment, but you know, it was so bad in my life that when the bills came in, I didn't open them. I threw them in the trash. And I don't say that to be funny, because I don't think there's anything funny about not paying your bills. But that's where I was in my life. I could not even open the bill because of where it put me emotionally. I was just prior to finding Prepaid Legal, I was living with my brother Jeff and Cindy in their house. They fed me, they clothed me, they took care of me when I was just down and out of my life. And I was finally able to find a place to live where I didn't have to pay rent. I was able to mow the yards and kind of keep the place clean. And they let me live there at no charge. But I was living in a nasty cockroach and rat-infested house built in 1927. I was 27 years old, waiting tables at Chili's. I was a college dropout. I was earning about $200 a week. And a lot of people might give up on guys like me and just think, hey, he doesn't have nothing going on, and he doesn't have a plan for the future, which is exactly what I was. But I was doing something that people didn't know that I was doing, or at least most people didn't know. I was staying up until 2 and 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning reading books like Think and Grow Rich and Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and You Were Born Rich, and How to Win Friends and Influence People, and The Power of Positive Thinking, and the scriptures, of course. And I just read and read and read and read. And I started to think differently. And I remember when I was reading Think and Grow Rich, I just thought I became irate. And I remember thinking, you know what, if this is true, if what this guy is saying, this guy that wrote this book back in the 30s and 40s, if this is true, why are they not teaching this in school? And I became so jaded and so negative. But on the other side, I started thinking, what if it is true? You know, if this is true and I'm only 27 and I got the information, you know, 60, 70, 80-year-olds, they don't know this stuff. Nobody knows this stuff. So I'm going to apply the information. So there I was, you know, waiting tables at Chili's, and I had a goal on my mirror. And my goal was to, in 2001, be earning over $8,333.34 a month, which is over six figures a year. And my buddies would come over to my house, and they'd see that up there, and they'd say, $8,333 a month. Do you mean a year? Because back then, I was making about $6,000 a year. They said, you mean that's your goal for a year? I said, no, that's my goal for a month. They said, a month? $8,000 a month? What are you going to do and make $8,000 a month? I said, I don't know, but that's my goal. And this was back in 1998 when I had that goal established. And I kept reading the books, and I kept going to the seminars, and I kept listening to my audio tapes. And one day my brother Jeff, thank God, called me up, and he said, Chris, there's something I want to show you. You may or may not be interested, and yada, yada, yada. We know the drill. But he said that we were going to have pizza, and we were going to mastermind. And we said, hey, let's come together and talk about how we can better our life. And we all showed up, and Jeff and Cindy pulled out this little Prepaid Legal video, and 12 minutes later, I made a decision to change my life. I said, hallelujah, this is the thing I've been looking for, praying for. I'll never forget the time I knelt down at my bedside, and I cried my heart out. And I said, God, I wrote everything that I want in my journal, and I'm going to ask you for it, because I don't want to miss anything, so I'm going to read it. And forgive me for reading while I'm praying, but I don't want to miss nothing. So I just read it off. I want to have a six-figure income. I want to be able to travel. I want to be in management. I want to be able to help people. I want to feel good about myself. I want to be able to stay at home when I have a family. I mean, I rattled off all these things. And just like God does, God is an awesome God, and he showed up in my life, and my brother Jeff, and saw this video, and I said, I am in. And then I found out it was $249. And I, for a half second, I thought, well, $249, I don't have $249, I'm out, there's always a catch, I should have known there was a catch. But I was not going to let the fact that I didn't have $249 come in between me and the best opportunity God had ever put in my life. So I went ahead and I got started, in my mind, I started thinking, who can I show this to? Who can I talk to? My brother Jeff said, hey, hold your horses, come to this meeting on Thursday. We went out, we met Mr. Patrick Shaw back then, Bronze Executive Director, making $10,000 a month. I said, my gosh, if this guy can make $10,000 a month, you know, I can do it. He's a sharp guy, but he ain't that sharp. I don't mean that to de-edify him, because I think he's one of the greatest guys in prepaid. But as you'll notice, all the people making money, they're not extraordinary. They're just having extraordinary success. And I just thought, man, I got to figure out what he's doing and do it. So, folks, what I had to do is I had to save my money for 3 weeks to come up with the $249. And then in Texas, there was a license. So I had to save for another week or so, and I turned that in. And they sent me back my license, said, hey, rejected, sorry. Your check didn't clear. Oh, man. So I had to go on and take care of that. And I was saving money, saving my tip money, and, or saving my check. And you know what? I came up with a 249. I finally passed my test in Texas. I got my license. And I thought I was going to rip this thing up. And I think it took me 40, 50, 60 days to get Fast Start qualified. You know, I mean, I couldn't sell prepaid legal to save my life. I mean, I thought for sure when I heard prepaid legal for the first time, I thought, everybody is going to buy this from me. I'm going to get so rich so fast, it's going to make everybody's head spin. And, of course, I was eating humble pie for the first couple of years in the business. And because what I found out is that leaders think differently. Entrepreneurs think differently. People that are going to become successful and change the quality of their life think differently than the masses. And it took me a little while to figure that out. But I just stayed in the game, you know, and there were times when I wanted to quit. And I know there's so many people on this call tonight. This may be your last night. You may be thinking, well, I'm going to dial into the More Success Team call one last time. And I really do. I pray for you. I hope that you will get something from tonight's call. But you know what? I stayed. And the reason I stayed is I just thought, you know what? What do I want in life? I want exotic vacations. I want to be a stay-at-home dad. I want to raise a good family. I want to be a contributing person to society. I want to feel good about myself when I put my pillow on the bed at night. I want to drive a nice car instead of an 88 Honda Accord. You know, and then I think, what are you going to do, Chris? What are you going to do to have that kind of lifestyle? You going to go back to Chili's? You going to stay at the drugstore? What are you going to do? And I said, no, I'm going to stay. I'm going to stay in prepaid legal. I believe in God. I believe in myself, and I believe in Harlan Stone Cipher. And the more than what they're doing and what our team as a whole has done, I will stay. Like Og Mandino said, and Napoleon Hill says it his way, but Og Mandino refined it and said, I will persist until I succeed. And that was my attitude. I will persist until I succeed. And I kept recruiting and kept recruiting. And you know, my team wouldn't go manager. They wouldn't go director. So I'd throw people down there, and I'd try and help them go manager and help them go director, and even some help go executive director. And I said, oh, my goodness. You know, it just wasn't happening for me. But a couple of things came on that turned it up for me. I recruited an individual by the name of Tony Hughes, who we all know and love on this call, who went executive director in 74 days. And I went up to work with him in Utah. When I recruited him, I recruited another guy there by the name of Kevin Keener, who's the More Success Team's newest Platinum Executive Director. But I sponsored him while I was up there in Utah. And, you know, when you get your first leader, that's when things change. And people say, well, I've been in the business for 3 months. I haven't found my leader. I've been in the business for 3 years. I haven't found my leader. How long do I have to wait? And it's like Jim Rohn says. Jim Rohn says, how tall will a tree grow? As tall as it can. How long do you have to wait? As long as you have to, as long as it takes. I mean, I tell people all the time, if we should have patience in our life, if there's one thing that's deserving of our patience, it is our financial future. It's our dreams. I mean, for crying out loud, if you've got a dream left anywhere in your soul, is that dream not worth patience? And I love what Mr. Kimbrell said. Mr. Kimbrell said, hey, some people go right to the top, but that's not most people. Most people, it takes time. Most people, they've got to work out the kinks in the program before they begin to start having the success that they want. But for goodness sakes, if there's one thing that's worthy of our patience, it is our dreams. It is time with our children. It's time with our spouses. It's being able to tithe more in a month than you've ever given in a 12-month period of time. It's about buying that brand new vehicle for your spouse and putting a big bow on it and surprising them for Christmas like my wife did for me. Folks, if there's anything to be patient for, it is your goals, it is your dreams, it is your financial future. And that was my philosophy. And anybody who knows me knows that I built my business not on. You know, you guys that know me well know that I'm not the hardest worker on the team. Definitely not even in the top 1,000. And I'm not a top recruiter. I'm changing that. I want to let everybody know, put everybody on notice. I haven't been a top recruiter, but I will become a top recruiter. But I built my business on a foundation of personal growth. I'm as far from perfect as they come, but I know that if I'm better today than I was yesterday, then I'm on the right track. And that's what I've done, is I'm just trying to read a little bit more today and know a little bit more today than I did yesterday and help another person today that I didn't help yesterday. And I've just continued to do that year after year after year after year. I've been here 5.5 years now. And you know what? We've been blessed, and we sure thank God for everything that we have. And we thank the team. We have an incredible organization all across the country. But we really do feel like we're just getting going. We're just starting to figure this thing out. Now, my gosh, with identity theft and what's happening in the identity theft, I mean, every day on CNN and on the front page of the newspaper, there's something there about identity theft. Folks, we have absolutely, hands down, bar none, the best opportunity in the world today. You know, there was a person in prepaid legal, and I'll leave him nameless because it so doesn't matter. But some of y'all know who he is. He's somebody who went right to the top, made a lot of noise, and was doing some things that long-term they shouldn't have done, and was left prepaid and was kind of forced out of prepaid and went somewhere else. And I went to his website last night, and he's doing another network marketing deal, and they're saying, you know what, if you sell this bottle of lotion, potion, or pill, actually it's a supplement. If you'll sell this supplement, you know, he was saying, I was listening to the recorded call, most network marketing companies, they charge you $200-$400 to get started. But not us. All you have to do is buy 3 bottles of grape juice for $150. And every time you sell 3 bottles of grape juice for $150, you're going to get a $10 bill. And I just thought about that. Oh, my gosh, how blessed are we to be in prepaid legal. You know, we don't have to go to the marketplace and say, hey, I know you have grape juice, lotion, potions, pills. I know you've got long distance. I know you've got cell phone, internet service provider. I know you've got a travel agency. I know there's Priceline.com. But, you know, try my travel deal. Try my prepaid phone call. There's all these deals out there. And in order for you to make serious money, you know, in order for you to make $100, you've got to go and collect thousands of dollars from the marketplace. You know, here in prepaid legal, we collect a check for $46, including the enrollment fee, for $46. And the worst we can do as a brand new associate is $103 and change. We truly do belong to the best. In the best company in all of North America, hands down, bar none, without argument, unequivocally. We are so blessed to be here. We've got individuals like Mr. Ken Moore, who when everybody else bailed out of prepaid legal, Mr. Moore and Mr. Smith held this thing together almost single-handedly with Mr. Harlan C. Stoneside. When everybody's bailing out and jumping ship and cutting their ropes, Mr. Ken Moore, Mr. Smith said, hey, Harlan, we love you. You believed in us. We believe in you. We're going to stick this thing through. And they stuck this thing through, and all of us are the beneficiary of that. And every time I can, I thank everybody above me. I know most of the people above me in the chain and the prepaid legal upline, if you will. I don't know them all, but I know most of them. But I thank God for every single one of them, because if one person, folks, and think about this, and I'm going to wrap the call up with this and turn it back over to Mr. Moore, but if one person above me, if one person above you, and there may be 10, 20, 30, 40, 100, people above you, if one of them would have said no to this opportunity, you and I would not be here. And I'm so grateful that all those people up there said yes. Not only did they say yes, but they stayed in the game, and they never gave up on their dreams, and they stayed faithful to the process. And so now I want to turn the tables on everybody that's on this call. Where, you know, what Ken Moores are there out there whose life can you change, who is a butcher and wanting to change the quality of his life? How many more Mr. Smiths are there out there that whose dreams were to do one thing, and then their dreams were dashed and bashed in their face, but we can recruit them and help them make $100,000 a year? What if there's another Tony Hughes out there or another Kyle Kimbrell or Rex Legale? Or, you know, there's so many superstars on this call. But, folks, if tonight is our last call, then those people out there that are praying to God for a blessing are not going to have that blessing because we don't show up in their life. So I believe that where much is given, much is required. We have been given a true gift, ladies and gentlemen, and we need to treat it like the gift that it is and not just keep it in our pocket, but pull it out and share it with everybody that we can. And having said that, I really do hope every single person on this call will be in Oklahoma City. I can't wait to see you. Until then, God bless and take charge, everybody. And back to you, Mr. Moore.
What a fantastic testimony there, Chris. We really appreciate it because we know it comes from the very bottom of your heart. And then We hold you in very, very high respect, and be sure and tell that lovely wife of yours hello, and we're looking forward to seeing you in Oklahoma City.
Thank you so much, sir. You as well.
Thank you again for being on the call. Kyle?
Yes, sir.
I'll turn the call back to you and let you dismiss it, but let's try to give them some of those figures that we heard this morning.
You want to talk about the company's statistics?
I was actually talking about the ones of identity theft. Do you have those?
Oh, you know, I don't have those in front of me at the moment, but I will get them for next week.
Okay, we have a lot of, Pokey has those at the home office. Anybody wants the new figures on identity theft, great articles coming out, everything from Bank of America losing a million of the customers' identity up. Pokey will get that to you, and I'm sure you can pull it off down on the net. So if you just get with her, we'll tell you how to do that.
And Mr. Morton, we're calling
for tonight. I know this is not a group call, and the call is about over. I've had many people that are in the group business, and this could apply to people that don't know hardly how to make an approach to a brand new employer. Could you give a little very short scenario on that?
As far as
making it so successful in contacting new people in turn, and I mean not recruiting, but in selling a membership in new businesses. Would you just give them a short scenario on how you approach a new business cold call?
For business or group?
For a group.
For a group? Okay. Well, right now, because of the market, one of the things that, Ken, you're talking about as far as the identity theft, you know, that is the group call. I don't have all the numbers in front of me right now, but that is one of the best group calls they've had in a long time. They've already blasted the articles to the field. So if you haven't reviewed that, do that. Secondly, I do want to give everyone a playback number because they do have that on online, but a lot of people don't realize what the playback number is, and this is 24 hours a day, and that is 1-800-479-5273, 1-800-479-5273. But as far as opening the door into groups or businesses right now, I mean, because identity theft is just, it's almost exponential as far as media coverage, you know, that is the path to least resistance. Really, we should be leading with that and everything, whether that's group business, recruiting, or just marketing the memberships. But one of the things that you do is in cold calling, or if it's not a warm market, you can call up a business owner and let him know that you're with a phrase I stole from my wife. She's like, you know, I'm Lisa Kimbrell with Identity Theft Restoration Services. Because I hear a lot of people sometimes they say, well, identity theft. Don't, you know, make sure if you're going to say I words identity theft, you end it with protection or restoration, because I've heard too many people say I'm with identity theft and you scare people. But recently, what I'll say a lot of times, say recently the state of New Mexico, I live in the state of New Mexico, has approved our new identity theft protection benefit for all employers in the state, and I'd like to set up a meeting with you to show you how it works. And that's all you have to say. Don't go into details, but if you live in California, like Chris Hughes, say, hey, recently the state of California has approved our identity theft protection benefit for all employers in the state, and I'd like to show you how it works. You're in Florida, whatever it is, because we've been approved by every state to market the identity theft. And that is just a quick tip. It is simple. Remember, if you keep it simple, it'll duplicate. But again, also, I want to remind everyone that this week, or excuse me, this month, if you attend a group school, you're going to get 5,000 bonus points for Atlantis. Not only that, but you'll become more solid because there's product knowledge. The instructors that are teaching out there, like Yvette Mayo, Mr. Jim Parrish in Alabama, and throughout this nation, I have one this weekend in Albuquerque, the 11th and the 12th, and you're just going to be able to spend 2 days asking questions and learning from some of the top producers. And even if you're not in, the emphasis is not grouping your business, you'll become more solid and become a full-service associate. So with that, we just thank you for being on the call. A special thanks to Mr. Chris Hughes. You know, he may not be one of the number one recruiters, as he said, but in my opinion, he's the number one coach in prepaid legal for personal production, and you could see that from his mindset. Remember when I first met him, what tremendous growth, not only personally, but what he's done for the company, and it's just a privilege to have him on tonight's call. With that, Mr. Moore, I think we'll sign off to everyone and see everyone at the same time.
Thank you, and good night.
Good night.